Hey, greetings, sisters. I'm back again. Sister Amon here to encourage you one more day. And I'm thankful to be able to do that. And I'm thankful that the Lord gave Brother Tupos another day also. So we have it together. I know someday we may wake up, one of us will, without the other one, possibly. And life will certainly be different. But the Lord knows about that, and we just keep pressing on. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow because there's enough things to do today and many things to be thankful in today. And so you hear him talking about thankful, being thankful. It's something I woke up this morning thinking about, and I thought I would share it with you. And, of course, the main thing we want to be thankful for is Christ and all he did. I was going to read 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And Colossians 1:12-14, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And apart from that, nothing matters, does it, sisters? And that says a lot. We could be here all day. I could be picking so many scriptures on Christ and everything he's done. And to be thankful for him, that should be our foundation. And, yeah, apart from that, I mean, how could we be unthankful for anything if we have that hope set before us for what he's done? But we do have a lot of other blessings, don't we, that we should be thankful for, and we don't want to overlook them. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And so, how about today, just for a quick encouragement, we can think about all the physical things we can be thankful for today that we might overlook in our days. You know, the Bible says that we're supposed to be thankful for food and raiment, which would be clothing. And it doesn't even say shelter in there. But that right there, so we have Christ, we have food, we have clothing, we should be thankful. It doesn't matter where we are and what's going on in our life, we should be thankful for that and content. I think it actually says content, but that would be thankfulness in there because the scriptures do tell us to be thankful for all things. But anyway, we do have a lot of extras like shelter, like I was just talking about, health. Whatever health we have, we should be thankful for. And water, that's one thing that I'm so thankful for out here in van life, is because we're at the mercy of finding water. There's a lot of places that they offer it, which is really nice. How about this? A lot of people aren't really thankful for clean clothes. They just take it for granted, like it's expected or something. And work to keep us busy. Work is good. I love work. And let's be thankful for that, whether you get paid for it or not. Eyes to read the word, what a blessing that is, and ears to listen to it or hear it being spoken. And how about vehicles to get us places? We don't have to walk everywhere, even though I love to walk, but you can't get very far, especially if you live out of town and you have to go get groceries. So vehicles to get us someplace is a great blessing. And then money to buy what we need, and electricity. I mean, there's so many things we can do with electricity and instant communication, like what we're doing right now. I mean, I'm making an audio, I can put it up on the internet and instantly it's all over for anybody to be edified, or messages or email or even writing a letter. I mean, well, we could be here all day being thankful about those things, but I kind of wanted to take it a little bit more narrow, like some of the so-called smaller things. And I say so-called because they're pretty big. Sometimes the smaller ones are bigger than the big ones, but I think about this in the morning when I'm making our coffee. And it comes out and it's nice and hot. And I'm so thankful for that. It's not something I want to wake up and just take for granted, because someday I might not have it. It's not necessary. It's not an important thing. It might be a cup of tea. It could be a glass of ice cold water. Whatever it is that we get in the morning when we wake up, something refreshing to us, is pretty big, isn't it? And I was thinking about this one too, because I grew up without this. Socks without holes in them. The socks I had when I was growing up, because we were really poor, had a lot of holes in them, you know, like at the toe, where you got to pull the sock way out and then fold it up over the top of your foot, especially if you're wearing hand-me-downs from your brother. And then by a couple hours of walking in your shoes, your toes are pressing through and you got to take it off and do it again. That's a so-called small thing, but it's pretty big. What about lotion for dry skin? What a blessing that is, especially if you have like dry feet or dry spots or something. And a toothbrush. That's pretty awesome, a great blessing. And medicine for illness like headaches or muscle pain, heat pads, you know, things like that. Soap to wash things. I mean, there's a lot of things that we could think about. And sometimes it is nice to take the time to sit there and think about it, because what that does is it kind of shows you where you might be ungrateful, unthankful, or just taking things for granted, which might kind of be the same thing. I'm sure you get my point, what I'm talking about in there. So I just want to encourage us all that if we walk in a mind of thankfulness to the Lord, we won't be taking any of that for granted. We won't become ungrateful like we're talking about, or unthankful like we see here in the scripture verse. 2 Timothy 3:2. For men should be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. And there's a whole lot more in there you can go read. We don't want to be any of those. So let's be thankful, once again, for Christ, who is the first and foremost. And to add to that, for being able to repent. God grants us repentance. And that's a blessing. And to be able to be born again. And the ability to obey through the Spirit when we're born again. And the strength to keep enduring through it all because of Him. And the hope that lies before us if we keep pressing on in the faith. Those are awesome things to be thankful for. And our thankfulness is going to be shown in our witness to those around us also by being godly, cheerful women. I mean, we're not complaining and whining and taking things for granted. We're cheerful and thankful and content. And that's an awesome witness, isn't it? So anyway, just a simple reminder to all of us to be thankful for all things. And I'm going to leave us with this. Colossians 2:6-7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abound therein with thanksgiving. Right, I love you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.